Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, oh, oh girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Asking yourself, what is Real Talk for Real People Show all about? Let me put it in these words. And condense it for you. It is about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is about a codified relationship with him, according to his codification, not your own. That's simply leaning to your own understanding. Because we have come to the realization, everything in life is coded. And surely, if that's the case, wisdom and understanding would dictate to you that the relationship with the Most High is codified too. It is not about coming as you are and simply doing whatever you want once you got there. It's just like an electrician, so to speak. You know, one could study electricity and the functions of electricity and the implication of them and the application of them and go about doing something quite different. Now, how do you suspect that would work for them? Not very well, I suspect. And they won't be working at their job very long. So we try to give you a bird's eye view of critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I. Why? For you to get to the core of the matter, the bottom of the matter, so you can make the right applications as far as your life is concerned to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you may be wondering during the course of this conversation that I've mentioned we. Well, we have a student host on this show. We're all student hosts. Yom Suf also. And because it doesn't stop till our casket drops, so to speak. We should always be students, always ever learning. You should never stop learning. Once you stop learning, I suspect you very well did. It's true. So, it's Abia from New York City. Sister Abia, she sort of keeps us on the straight and narrow and keeps us focused so we don't digress, go into a tangent, and wander off the reservation. She keeps us on point, so to speak. Sister Hootie from Detroit City. Sister Hootie has a way of the word I'm trying to find. She has a distinct way of using the Most High word, his temple, and putting it against other people's lives, and surely most important, her own, and may come into the right decisions and so on and so forth, not leaning to her own understanding of anyone else as a result of that. And also Cartier, our brother from New York City. We call Cartier the detail guy because Cartier has been studying the Most High most of his life. He had problems just like we all had problems as a 14-year-old. And he was directed to the Psalms. And being directed to the Psalms, he found a whole lot of things that worked for him instead of against him. And also when he got older and started working in carpentry, I don't suspect he thought at the time he had to do high-rise building. And he found that height didn't work for him, they worked on him. Then again, he went to the Most High. The Most High dispelled that fear of heights so he could do his job. And now he's doing a better job than any job he's ever had in his life. That's been a spokesperson along with us about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. And let me introduce to you Sister Avia from New York City. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. And I'm so glad to be back. And I pray that Yah keep blessing us with his love, mercy, and protection. Also his patience. Shalom.
That was rather short, quick, and sweet, now, wasn't it? By the time I got up, stretched my leg, sit back down. Shalom. You ought to stop it. It's good to have you back, sister. Now, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom. Well, I'm from Detroit, too. Shalom. For the Most High bless you and your family. I'm thankful. Yeah, and I appreciate the Most High. It don't take much to say praise Yah.
Praise Yah. We appreciate the Most High, but y'all, I don't know, y'all on the short leash tonight. Okay, maybe the Most High bless you. Now, Cartrell of New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. Shalom, shalom. Bless y'all, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise, glory, and honor to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing, family? I think we're going to hear crickets tonight, huh?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm praising y'all all the way through.
I'm going to say it's the best. I look forward to this part of the day, for sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I do, too, to get the word. That's me. I want to hear it all. Don't want to miss nothing.
Well, I'll tell y'all a little secret. I get my book out. I prep my water. I'm going to drink some juice. Close my window. Get ready to learn.
With that, all of our people had that spirit, huh?
Yeah, I'm serious. Got my book in front. I read the paragraph and study. To be prepared, he says, show yourself prepared.
Yeah,
with everything going on today.
And the more you study, the more reassured you are in the Most High's word. Because he just says the same thing over and over and over again. He's made promises to us that we know he's going to keep if we do the right thing.
Correct.
We just got to do the right thing.
Contrary, I am so glad you woke our sister. Short conversation. And you
didn't come to talk, I just come to learn.
Yeah, well, that's cool. But you should have talked a little bit more than that. Now you and Susie.
Yeah.
Y'all got the jibber jabber.
We talk about higher education here, and in higher education, there's something called student participation.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And
I know you know what I'm talking about.
Go ahead, Avia.
Sufi, he got one that say it all the time. Y'all gave us two ears and one mouth. There's a reason for it.
Don't try to use me, Avia.
I'm here to learn.
Yeah,
I'm going to
come back in the cut. Yeah.
That's right.
She's throwing wisdom at you, man. A little bit of wisdom is dangerous, ain't it?
Isn't it, though? Yeah. When I do say all that, she's not mine. She's throwing right back at me. All right. Yeah, Katriel, Sister Houdin, Sister Avia. This next chapter we're about to delve into in fellow students is... It tells you something about the character of Jeremiah. It tells you the hardship he went through. Can any of us, many of us, a few of us, go through the hardship this man had to speak as spokesperson for the Most High? At least right now, we're ostracized. And we're called haters and whatnot. But that's the least we have to endure. But how many of us could have went through and still held on to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov? This man. There wasn't nothing soft about this man. So that's what I want to portray to you. And in this relationship with the Most High, like Katriel studied in Psalms, he emulates what King David did in his relationship with the Most High. He emulates this characteristic. No matter what you're going through, and you better believe it, you're going to go through some things. Still hold on to the Most High. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Be a good spokesperson for the Most High.
Huh? Yeah,
yes.
You know who I feel bad for?
Who are they, Katriel?
King Zedekiah. You know why?
Yeah, he's trying to get a word, and the word ain't changing.
King
he's
Zedekiah, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't appointed by the Israelites. He was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So he's like a puppet king for Nebuchadnezzar. And guess what?
Right.
His own people don't like him, especially the princes. Like what the king told you. Like they putting him in check. Like you a puppet king. Ah, we running the show here. So they didn't really have respect for him, which is why he feared them.
Right.
And he feared them more than he feared the Most High.
That's his problem. That's most of our problem. We fear isolation, ostracization. We fear not being part of the group. We fear Everything but the most important thing, the creator of your very life. And so it just goes to show you, Katya, we hadn't changed it very much at all. Even from
and you
public.
Can see he was running scared.
Yeah.
He just didn't listen to good counsel, which the prophet Jeremiah tried to give him.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the funny thing about that, Cottrell, why would he keep thinking the prophet Jeremiah going to bring him something new?
Right. King Zedekiah, right? As
exactly.
did all the kings of Yehuda, sons of King David.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they had what we're reading now, the Psalms?
Yeah, they had it because it was in their obligation as king to study the Most High Book.
You know what? I think King David wrote those for them so
exactly.
they could stay in line.
Right.
These are the prayers you kings need to be reading in your situations.
Exactly.
He left them a lot of material, didn't he?
Exactly.
It seems like they wasn't studying his material. The prophet Yirmiyahu seemed to know more about King David than they did.
Exactly. But he so emulated the king and his relationship. You know, it tells me something about, you know, some of our brothers and sisters, Katria, we have a tendency to hate on strangers different nations. But we will find in this story, a stranger, an Ethiopian, took pity on Jeremiah and showed Jeremiah some love. So be careful who you're talking about or what you're talking about when you talk about other strangers. Strangers sometimes treat you better than your own folks. In this case, as far as Jeremiah is concerned, truth be told. So let's get into it, shall we? Yeah, go
so
ahead.
So let me ask you something.
Okay.
How they treat Ethiopian people now?
Like a hot mess. Okay?
Yeah.
Like a hot mess.
Yeah, you're talking about an ancient people.
Yeah, ancient people. And who took pity on us?
You're talking about the people that's mentioned in scriptures more than one time.
And they have took pity on us more than one time. Okay?
Uh-huh.
They showed us love on many other times. Not only them, a lot of nations have taken, shown us some love. And so be careful.
Do you know?
Right. Let me tell you.
Even now,
right.
Ethiopia offers us some land.
Exactly. But let me say what Cartrell says all the time. Be careful the words you put out on people. Be very careful the words you put out on your brothers and sisters, but especially nations that reach out to show you some love and compassion and empathy and recognize who you are for what you are.
And let me say this one last thing.
Okay.
An Ethiopian is an African Hamite, right?
Exactly.
So all this venom our people showing in this captivity towards Hamites and
right.
Africans.
Right.
Chill out with that.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Chill out with that, man. And Cartrell's right. Be careful the words you put out there, especially against strangers, because we're obligated to do the bound in our own land to treat strangers who want to be there with us just like we treat our brothers and sisters. So be very careful the words you put out on strangers, okay? Everybody ain't our enemies, okay? Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Hootie. Thank you, Sister Abia. Thank you, fellow students out in radio land. We'll get back to put in some work. May the Most High bless us, direct us, and order our steps so that we don't learn to lean to our own understanding. Now, chapter 38, Jeremiah. Now, Shephatiah, the son of Mathan, Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, Jukor, the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur, the son of Malachiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to all the people, saying, thus saith the Elohim, his prophecy still remains. I don't know why King Zedekiah, I'm talking prayer place, who remains in this city, shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But here's your opportunity. I'm going to give you a way out. But he who goes over to the child involuntarily shall live. His life shall be a prize to him. That's your prize, and he shall live. Thus said they, I'm giving you an opportunity. You stay here, you're going to get racked up. This city shall surely be given to the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Therefore the princesses said to the king, please, let this man be put to death. So thus he weakens He is psychologically weakening the hands of the men of war who remain in the city and the hands of the people by speaking such words. That's why I said, be careful of the words you put out. But these are righteous words according to the Most High. Words can cause you to fear and tremble if you're not in touch with the Most High. But if they're the Most High word, you better fear and tremble. But they took issue with it. And they wanted to kill Jeremiah. And they said, they were falsely accusing him of psychologically undermining the men of war and the people, which wasn't the case. They weren't Jeremiah's words. They were the words of the Elohim. So be that is, that's what it is. By speaking such words to them. For this man does not see, okay, he was seeking the welfare of the people. That's a bald-faced lie. The only opportunities left open to them, go over to the Chaldeans. And your life is your pride. Stay here, you're going to get that. So if that's not seeking the welfare according to the Most High, what is? Just tell them a lie, oh, just go and stay on here. It's going to be all right. Eat you some hot dogs and some chicken and whatnot. Everything going to be all right. He said, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I can't lie to you. I'm a spokesperson for the Most High. I'm an ambassador for the Most High, just like we all should be. We're not prophets. Well, we're speaking the prophet's word. Now, if you're not going to speak the prophet's word clearly, don't speak the prophet's words at all, because the prophet is speaking what the Most High told for him to speak. So that's why we said, be careful with the words that are coming out of your mouth. And so Jeremiah couldn't change up because he wanted to. Then Zedekiah the king said, look. Yes.
Not to interrupt you, but how many of us today would listen to the words of Jeremiah if he was in the same circumstance? Because you're talking about packing up your stuff and going to some far place we don't know? You talking about the enemy's land that's trying to listen to Jeremiah today? They wanted to kill him because they were comfortable where they were, right? And it's a lot like the situation where we're not comfortable where we are today. We don't want to make changes. And changes is the hardest thing for people to make. So when he's telling them, yeah, I got to get up and go with the Chaldeans in order to preserve your life, that's only one part of the plan that Yah showed them. Because Yah promised them that if y'all do this, you're going to be able to come back. The city won't be burned, and y'all be able to come back. They heard that first part and said, nah. Now, Sue, you still there? I hope they cut you off.
In my hand. He gets to the point.
Oh, no. Can y'all hear me?
Can y'all hear me?
Abby, I got cut off. I think she'll try to get back on. She'll call in. So, no, you didn't cut me off, brother. I don't take it like that.
No, your phone sound wobbly.
Oh, okay. What about now?
Better.
Okay. No, I don't take it. I don't have ego run amok. Because the Most High word is everybody's word. Okay? All right. Are you done, Cartier? Thank you, brother. If you aren't, keep on talking.
Yes. Now, go ahead.
Okay. Then King Zedekiah said, look, he's in your hands. You already got him. For the king can do nothing against you. What kind of mess is that? Just like Cartier said, he's capitulated to his princesses. And he's going to be king. And he said, because the king can do nothing against you. What kind of king? I bet it could have been King Darwin. Could it, Cartrell?
No way, no how.
You better believe it. For they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malachiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the prison. And they let Jeremiah down with ropes. It was so deep. And the dungeon, there was no water. But mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. It was fully mud. It wasn't no water, just mire. What kind of filthy conditions they put him in? Now, the guy we was talking about. Now, Elbed Melik.
So,
yeah, go ahead, sir.
Your phone is breaking up. I don't know why. But
I don't need
the fact that they lowered him in with ropes rather than throw him in there, they didn't want blood on their hands. Right? Because if he gets an open wound, being thrown in a pit, in a muck in the mire, it's going to infect him. With him not eating or drinking, he's going to die faster. So they didn't really want blood on their hands, so they say that they lowered him in order to... Sister Abby is calling me.
Oh, is she calling me?
What's she calling me?
Okay.
Let me see what
Answer what's the problem. Answer, try to get back on. Oh, answer. Answer. Right. Try to get back on. She kicked out. Okay. She was kicked out. Yeah, well, you know, I got bad weather down here too, Cartrell. Raining and thundering in the camp and whatnot.
Yeah, she's going to try again, though. She's going to try again.
Ask her, do she want me to call her in? Call directly.
She's trying. She hung up.
Let me call her number directly. Let's see, 917.
Don't put a number out there like that.
Okay, no, I ain't putting nothing else out. I'm just talking to myself.
Yeah, but we hear you.
Well, y'all bear with me. But you're right, Cartrell. I won't do the sister like that. And, you know, that's why when people call in, I always say, you know, your first three, letters to it, numbers to it. So let me
get a
few. But now I'm going to look out for both of y'all. I ain't going to put y'all on Front Street because there's a cuckoo for Cocoa Puff people out there. So,
especially when you're speaking the Most High word.
You better believe it, bro. So I look after y'all. I wouldn't dare do that. Okay, let me see. So I'm trying to call her.
Hello?
Hey, Sister Avia, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I call you, so you on, okay?
Oh, because I text you to let you know that I couldn't get on, hearing anything.
Well, you on now. Can you hear me loud and clear?
All right. Thank you. Toda.
Praise God. So we're talking about Sister Avia. We are at verse 7. And we're talking about Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs, a stranger, what we would call our nation, who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon. When the king was sitting at the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went out of the king's house and spoke to the king, saying, "My lord, the king, these men have, even he knew it was wrong, a stranger, these men have done evil. And that they have, what they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he's likely to die from hunger in the place. They ain't feeding where he is, and he's up to his armpits in mire, and there's no more bread in the city." When the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, "Take from here 30 men with you." He was stuck like Chuck, wasn't he? "And lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he dies." So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went to the house of the king under the treasury and took from their old clothes and old rags, tied them together and let them down by ropes into the dungeon to Jeremiah. When Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, "Put these old clothes and rags under your armpits, because we don't want to hurt you, because you've been stuck like Chuck. You've been stuck like a tick on a dog down in that mud. Rags under your arm, under the ropes, because we don't want to hurt you pulling you with this rope. You've been stuck like Chuck. We got to pull you out of the mud." Jeremiah did so. So they pulled Jeremiah over the ropes and lifted him out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. They shifted to another prison, although he was still in prison. But I like that part Cartrell was saying before we lost Sister Avia, that these men, they want to blame to be shifted on them. Everybody want to shift the blame. They didn't want him to die on their watch. But that's like King Zedekiah. He shifted blame to the princesses. And the princesses put him in a prison so they wouldn't have to see him or someone take notice. But someone sees everything, the Most High, through the eyes of Elbet Malik. He saw what was happening, and he took care of Jeremiah. So just because you don't think nobody sees something when you're doing something, y'all sees everything all the time. And he put people in action to help facilitate the recovery and safety of our people. So in the case of Jeremiah, case in point. Now, Zedekiah fears of Jeremiah's advice. Now, you're going to call the man to you, but you're scared to implement his advice. All of us are good at that. Sometimes. And try to get out of that trust of the Most High. Have no fear. Cartier said a thing. Sister Yehudia said, Sister Adam said. We use these key words, fear not. If you don't learn to fear not under dire circumstances, you will be not do something, you'll be caught like a deer in the headlights, or you will do the wrong thing. So put away fear. But obviously, this puppet king was fearful. When Zedekiah the king sent and had Jeremiah the prophet brought to him at the third entrance of the house of the Elohim, the third entrance, and the king said to Jeremiah in private, I gather, I will ask you something. Hide nothing from me. Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, if I declare to you, will you not sure, if I tell you the truth, will you not surely put me to death? And if I give you advice, will you not listen to me? So King Zedekiah swore secretly. That's why I hate secrets. These secret societies. These Greek societies, a whole lot of mess going on. He swore secretly to Jeremiah, as Yah lives, who made our very souls, I will not put you to death, nor will I give you into the hands of these men who seek you. You already did it once. That's a whole lot to trust in, isn't it? Then Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, thus said Yah, the Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, if you surely surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then your soul shall live, repeating the same thing over to him. Thus, this city shall not be burned with fire, and your house shall live, your heritage. But if you do not surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then this city shall surely be given to the hands of the Chaldeans. They shall burn it down with fire, and you shall not escape from their hand. Point blank. Same thing, redundancy, repetitiveness, like the Most High always does. And King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, he finally told the truth about it. He had fear in his heart. I'm in fear of the Hebrew Israelites. That's not the word they use, but that is the proper word. They got Jew. I don't even know what that is. So the proper word would be Hebrew Israelites. But they got Jew, but I don't use that word because I don't know what that means. I do know what it means.
Yehuda.
Yeah, that's what it means, Yehuda. But I know what it means, but whoever wrote this had wrote that in there. So I have no earthly idea what that means in application to us. Yehuda, contrary, is quite correct. Who have defected to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they abuse me. He was only worried about his own behind. And on a false assumption, a misnomer.
He's more worried about being mocked than his life, the life of his family.
That's crazy. Because that's all the king of Babylon was going to allow him to be mocked and this and that and another, at the least. But Yah said, you won't be dead. But we can't stand humiliation. We can't stand correction. We can't stand being humble. We can't stand being corrected. We can't stand being put out of our place as he was being corrected by the Most High. And some of us see the same truth be told. And the evidence doesn't lie. Just look around you, in your home, your family, your community, anywhere you go. We're crazy as we want to be. But Jeremiah said, they should not deliver.
Yeah,
sir. Yes.
This is all after the wickedness that he's done. The Most High gave him a chance.
And the Most High gonna give him a pass. Not actually. But at least you won't be dead. You know, but he couldn't accept what the Most High had to offer. He wanted something better. But Jeremiah said, they should not deliver you, these Yehudites. Please obey the voice of the Elohim, which I speak to you, so it should be well with you, and your souls to live. May accept the humiliation, the correction, and the emotion. At least you'll be living, man. But if you refuse to surrender, this is the word that Yah has spoken to me. I can't speak to another. Now, behold, all the women who are left in the king's, Yehuda's house, shall be surrendered. To the, no matter how you go at this, this going now shall be surrendered to the king of Babylon princesses. And those women shall say, your close friend has set upon you and prevailed against you. Your feet have sunk in mire. They have turned away again. Your so-called close friend who are telling you, don't listen to Jeremiah. Don't listen to Yah. Now we are under subjection of the Babylonian princesses. We're their wives, their concubines now. But this is what you did. Your close friend is set upon you. Have prevailed against you.
So he going to get mocked one way or the other.
Yeah, by the women. His own women.
Who would you rather get mocked by?
I'd rather get mocked by, I want my women. Look, yeah, we got Abigail kicked off again, so we're going to place that call again. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing to the sister. It's down. Okay, we'll keep bringing her back.
That's right. Don't give up.
Katia, you
I was just trying to text somebody to see what was going on.
The Most High has allowed me the opportunity to host this show. I have all the crew on deck. My eyes, like octopus eyes, I see everywhere. Hey,
octopus eyes is when he got two eyes.
He got two eyes? Well, that's right. I kind of messed that up in the car chair. Who got a whole lot of eyes?
Fly.
Yeah, too.
Yes.
You know what's interesting about this paragraph is the fact that he's telling the king what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And if you don't obey,
anyway,
he's going to die.
Yehudi, you're going to get marked anyway. Who you rather get marked by? Your so-called friends. Oh, you know, because when your women mark it, ooh, boy, women can put a hurt on you.
Not only are the women going to mark him, but he's going to die, too.
Yep.
So he can get marked and live, or he can get marked and die. Either way, he's going to get marked.
Either way.
That's what happens. Yeah. That's what happens when you be vying for the positions. So you want to be king, huh? You want to be king.
Exactly.
King got some hard choices to make, don't he?
Well, he better make the right one. That's all like that. Live and be mocked. So, Yehudi, what you had to say on that?
He just better take heed to Jeremiah.
Man, they keep kicking his sister off. Oh, have mercy. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna try this one more time, and I'm gonna try to call in after this. If she can't get back, I had to go back to the same thing. Oh no, they must don't like her today.
Tell her to call me, and I'll merge her.
good point, Katria. Thank you, brother. Okay, I'm gonna call her, and you tell her that when she get kicked out.
Yeah.
Sister Abia, you're back. May the Most High bless.
Okay.
Here's Katria came out with a fabulous idea. The next time you kicked off, just call him. He'll merge you in.
Okay.
We got it. All hands on deck.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. So in verse 23, so they should surrender all your wives, nevertheless, children to the Chaldeans. You shall not escape from their hand, but shall be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall cause this city, as a result of your action, to be burned with fire. Then King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah the prophet, amen. let no one know of these words, and you shall not die. like he just got pity back from death. He can't save his own butt. He goes, hey, bro, don't let anybody know these words. You shall not die. But if the princes hear that I have talked with you, and they come to you and say to you, declare to us now what you have said to the king, and also what the king said to you, do not hide it from us, and we would not put you to death. Then you should say to them, Jeremiah, I presented my request before the king. Now, don't tell them the truth. Give them the version. Don't tell them my part, what part I played in the conversation. Just give them the version. Just tell them you said, I presented my request before the king, that he would not make me return to Jonathan's house to die there in that pit. Then all the princes, lo and behold, came to Jeremiah and asked him and told him according to all these words that the king had commanded. So they stopped speaking with him, for the conversation had not been heard. Now Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison until the day that Jerusalem was taken. And he was there when Jerusalem was taken. He stayed in the pit of Jerusalem. Amen. But he gave him diversion, though. You know what I mean? Because he gave his word to the king. So, Cartier, Sister Judy, you're here. And I hope you got Sister Abia back on. May the Most High bless you. You have the mics.
It sounded like he was trying to make a deal.
Sister Abia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sister Abia. Okay. I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. If they take out a Cartrell phone, we know what it is. They try to get you out of the way. They try to put you in the dungeon, sister.
They sure are.
Yeah. Go ahead, Cartrell.
They don't want me to get the word.
She's throwing that wisdom out there.
Sister Judy, Avia.
But it's unfortunate they kept the prophet in jail the whole time, the king, right? They didn't want him walking the street speaking the truth, which they should have let him do, because he could have saved the people with the message that he was supposed to be given to the people, but the king didn't want that message to get out. Unfortunately, they were making some bad decisions in these times.
Man, wasn't it based on fear? Cartrell, I'm going to tell you the song. Don't save them. They don't want to be saved. Don't save them. Okay.
Wow. They didn't want to be saved, obviously.
They didn't want to be
saved. He didn't care about his women and children being taken by the enemy, the city being burned with fire. All he cared about was being mocked by the people that was already in captivity.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't tell him.
Sounds like today. They don't care about the kids and nobody being killed with these guns. They just want the profit.
Yep. Well, you know, Cartrell, you know we got old saying, brother, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. In this case, the words did hurt him. You know, so the word of the Most High did hurt him.
As Proverbs says, a living dog is better than a dead lion.
He should have took the dog's way out, okay? At least he would have been a living dog.
You better be a dead lion.
The funny thing about that, Katria, the Babylonian kings, if we humble ourselves before them according to the Most High, they often treated us quite pleasantly. We weren't rock stars, but they weren't too harsh on us. They had nice places to live as confined kings and so on and so forth. But this guy, you know, he didn't want to be a running dog. He wanted to be something special.
Yeah. He should have followed the pattern of King David, right? Listen to what God tells you to do.
Exactly. That's all. He wanted to make
it
hard.
That was the mold that King David set, wasn't it? No matter what kind of trouble King David was in.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, all this relates to today. That's the people's mentality. And we better, like, Sister Abby, I said. Kind of wait. Oh, man, it's so loud. You better stay prayed up. I know people are 6 years to say that, but I'm saying as young people,
Because you ain't lying.
They are instituting some laws that's going to get a whole lot of us upset. But, hey, we brought it on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, a whole lot of people are going to get caught up in this. Not just us. But, you know, I'm worried about – I'm only concerned about my people, our people. My nation, your nation.
So we can't do nothing for nobody else unless we learn to do something for ourselves.
Thank you.
Amen. And, you're right, and Sister Adia is right. We better be praying real hard these days. Go ahead, Katria.
Yeah, to add on to that, there's a petition, I think Ema put it out, put the Most High first. In this country, America, they're crying now because of all the gun violence and the mass shootings, but they never, ever mention the Creator, God, or anything. Let's take a moment of silence, take a moment of prayer for the nation. They never do that, do they? They look to the politicians for solutions. But they're supposed to be a Christian nation, right? And they believe in God. In God they trust, right? But they never take time to pray. A national prayer, a national day of mourning. Come on. They're not going to do that. But that's our solution, right? We turn to the Most High first, and we pray to Him for solutions to our problems. That's what we should be doing according to the codes that are laid out in our history. We see that King Zedekiah didn't follow the code. He should call it a national day of thing and mourning based on the prophecies that he wanted to hear from the prophet Jeremiah, right? What should we do? Say a prayer, fast, and go with the child dance. That's the Most I'll tell you to do. Forget all the mocking and all that. Don't worry about that. Because you're going to get mocked anyway.
Yeah. And not only that, Carter, add on to what you said, lambacking or what you just said. And while they were doing that fasting and praying, they got all them crosses and stuff out their closets, okay? Knowing how it is and what. Okay?
What a good point.
Yeah, that's why the punishment was coming. That's why the punishment was coming in the first place. Right?
Doesn't he tell us about when we're in this land too, and any land that we're scattered? People don't want to do the law up here. And I'm not talking about the Most High law. They don't want to hear that.
That's too much like right, sister.
Yeah. I said, if you're driving a car, you're going to go through a stop sign. And you get mad if you get caught. And it happened to somebody I know, and he telling the police officer, you need to go out there and fight crime. He said, don't you know your car is a weapon? And if you hit somebody and they die, you're up for murder? See, our mentality is all wrong. We won't take accountability for our actions.
When I was young, I used to always cross the street and look at the light. My mother said, cars are two-ton bullets. The light is not going to hit you.
Right.
So look for the cars, not the light. In other words.
Wise woman.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the light. Did the light turn green and dash across the street? No, son. Cars are two-ton bullets.
Bob said, you could be right, but dead right.
Oh, yeah. And people will hit you and just keep on going.
Mm-hmm. They don't care.
That's why they all told. You don't want to follow the code. Speed limit, stop signs, railroad crossing. Okay, you don't want to follow the code. Something's going to happen.
They don't want to follow it. They think they're protected. They think nothing's going to happen to them.
So I don't know what was on the mind of King Zedekiah, because Prophet Jeremiah laid out everything that was going to happen if you did it and if you did. And the same choice is today. The Most High says, do this
this is what's going to happen. And if you don't do it, this is what's going to happen.
It's going to happen, right. Hey.
So we need to know our history in detail and the choices that Yah gives us. And I didn't know, it's not an excuse. It's like you can't drive and say, I didn't know that the stop sign meant to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
We know the shape, the color. If you're colorblind, you know the shape. So there's no excuses. Even the blind know to stop.
Did they cut Yanosu off or what?
He's there.
All right. So, Prophet Yamihau, he's taking a promise that the king can't keep. He's like, if you don't tell anybody, I'll keep you alive. Man, you can't keep yourself alive.
Right.
You're scared of the princes of Judah. You're afraid of them. You admitted it. Why was he afraid of the princes of Judah? These people were treacherous. They would have killed King Zedekiah. And he knows it.
Fearing for his life.
Yeah, definitely fearing for his life.
I saw many of us start today.
But he should have been wholly bold, like his father, his great-great ancestor, King David. Which we're about to read. And we're going to see the synchronicity, Psalm 38, with Jeremiah 38. Mayhaps King Zedekiah should have been praying Psalms 38.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all read that, but King David left a legacy for these kings. Left a path for them. To
not rebuking in your wrath. Ooh. Uh-huh. That is so true. Wow. Mm-hmm. He's going to rebuke a lot of people in his wrath.
Oh, yeah. Is it justified?
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah.
Yah's rebuke to us is justified. Because we hard-headed, stiff-necked children, aren't we? We refuse to humble ourselves, don't we?
Yep.
We don't like humility for some reason. But anyway, if Jeremiah 38 is exhausted, we'll just keep it moving to Psalm 38. Is that all right with you, Yah Suh?
I think so.
I think the ABC boys got my brother.
Okay.
They like toying with us, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the beat goes on, and the beat goes on.
Hello.
So, we're going to go to Psalm 38, another beautiful psalm, another beautiful writing by our King David. He writes this for a memorial. Was he remembering, I guess, the past time that he was in as king? And listen to this prayer. This prayer, King Zedekiah should be saying, Yah, don't rebuke me in your wrath, neither chasten me in your hot displeasure. You know, Yah was furious with King Zedekiah, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
For your arrows have pierced me, your hand pressed hard on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. Neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. So Zedekiah acknowledged his sin and the fact that Yah's hand was on him with a lot of pressure. For my iniquities have gone over my head. Everybody got to acknowledge your sins and iniquity. Guess what? Because you can't hide them from the Most High, which is why the kings were under pressure. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. And that's the situation King Zedekiah is in. His iniquities and sins are a burden that he can't even carry. They're too heavy for him. My wounds are loathsome and corrupt because of my foolishness. Well, we know King Zedekiah was foolish. You throwing a prophet of the Most High in prison
and allowing the princes of the nation to throw him in a ditch? Okay. You did foolishly, king. I'm in pain and bow down greatly. I go mourning all day long. That's why he's sneaking around trying to find the word of the prophet. King David wasn't doing that. What's he doing? King David is pouring his heart out to the Most High when he's in this situation. For my waist is filled with burning. There is no soundness in my flesh. This is King David talking. I am faint and severely bruised. I have grown by reason of the anguish of my heart. Yeah? All my desire is before you. My groaning is not hidden from you. Everything you do, everything you feel, Yah sees and knows.
Didn't I say that?
My heart. Huh?
Didn't I say that, bro?
Oh, yeah. And King David knows that.
Exactly.
He's letting us know we should know that.
Yeah.
My heart groans.
Right.
Yes. My strength fails me, King Zedekiah. He had no strength. You're afraid of anybody around you. As for the light of my eyes, it has also left me. So King David was in the same situation as King Zedekiah. What was he doing? He's not looking for a prophet. He's not looking for a priest. He's not looking for counsel from men. He's going direct connect with the Most High through this prayer that he left on record. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my play. My kinsmen stand far away. They also who seek my life lay snares. Same situation King Zedekiah is in, right?
Yeah.
Those who seek my hurt speak mischievous things and meditate deceit all day long. But I, as a deaf man, don't hear. I, as a mute man who does not open his mouth. Thus, I am as a man who does not hear in his mouth are no reproofs. For I hope in you. So in other words, he's not listening to his advisors or the princes or the priests around him who want to make him feel good by saying things that they think would make him feel good. He's going directly to the Most High, and he says it in 15. For I hope in you, Yah. You will answer, Yah, my Elohim. So the kings of Israel should have had direct connect with the Most High, each and every one of them. They should never have to been running to the prophets to find out what thus saith Yah. For I said, do not let them gloat over me or exalt themselves over me when my foot slips. Yeah, every man's foot slips. And
right.
King David is man enough to admit my feet slip. I'm not
right.
perfect. I fall
right.
down. I make mistakes. But guess what, Yah? I'm going to acknowledge every time I do it, and I want you to correct me.
Exactly. Praise Yah. Good mind to have, Quadrant. Good mind to have.
Yeah, good mind to have. King Zedekiah should have had her.
Mm-hmm.
He says, King David, I'm ready to fall. My pain is continually before me. I'm ready to hang it up. For I will declare my iniquity. You got to declare your iniquities. I will be sorry for my sins. That's true repentance. That's true penitence. They call it being of a contrite heart. It all goes hand in hand. You got to declare what you've been doing wrong. Like people come out of church, oh, yeah, I was praising the wrong God. I was worshiping the idol. Forgive me for that sin, y'all. For all my life, I was in church. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I ain't know. But you realize you're sinning iniquity. When y'all hears that, he's pleased. When y'all hears that, he's pleased.
Can I stop you right there for a second?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. I was supposed to pray that, but that was in my prayer. I confessed to Yah. I said, I'm so sorry for worshiping JC. I said, now that I know better, Yah, I've told you, please forgive me, and I would never do it again, JC or any of us. Oh, hallelujah. But go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah. It's not just you. It's 99.9% of our people who continue to worship idols and the doctrines of men and don't hear the word of the Most High, his command that he's commanding us now. We all need to confess that we have not followed Yah's instructions, right?
Yes.
No matter what walk you come from, because we definitely still in captivity, aren't we?
Yes.
which means Yah's fury, his anger, his curse is still on us, isn't it? And he tells us what to do to get it off us. But we just like King Zedekiah. All right. But my enemies are vigorous and many. And King Zedekiah could have said the same thing. My own people, they want to kill me when I make decisions. Those who hate me without reason are numerous, King David. They who render evil for good are also adversaries to me. He's talking about his own nation because I follow what is good. And the evidence is there. King Saul had King David in his military, and King David was knocking many nations out, yet King Saul was jealous of King David for his success.
That's right.
So our own people will turn on you even when you do good.
Yeah.
Don't forsake me, Yah. Don't forsake me. You never want Yah to forsake you. That means Yah has turned his back on you. He has closed his ears to your prayer, and you never want to be in that situation. And mm-hmm. King Zedekiah wasn't forsaken because Yah was talking to him. He just wasn't listening, right? God, Most High didn't forsake King Zedekiah. He was giving him instructions. Just like he hasn't forsaken us. He's giving us instructions. My Elohim, don't be far from me. Yeah, we think the Most High is coming. No, Yah is here. He only distances himself from us when we don't act right. That's the only reason Yah is not with us. If you do what's right, Yah is going to be there with you, just like he was with Yirmiyahu, right? Was Yah with Yirmiyahu the prophet?
Exactly.
Until they, all the way up until the point where they took Jerusalem, and he survived that, didn't he?
Exactly.
I'm jumping ahead of the story. But the Most High be with you, no matter your circumstance or situation. You may not like it. You might be in a dungeon. You might be in a pit. But guess what? You might be in a lion's den or a fiery furnace. But guess what? Yah's with you if you're doing the right thing.
Praise Yah.
Don't forsake me, Yah, ever. My Elohim, don't be far from me. Hurry to help me, Yah, of my salvation. That's his declaration. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is King David's salvation. And it should have been King Hezekiah's salvation because Yah was giving him the way. Like he gives us the way. Same thing, same situation. Yah does not change his M.O., Israel. You just got to be obedient, compliant with the codifications that he's laying down. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
Exactly.
So you see the synchronicity, right? This prayer should have been said by King Zedekiah. I know it was in his possession. If we got it, he should have had it. How he got it, he ain't have it. And he's a king. And he could relate to his father, King David, couldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. If you read this, wow, my father was in the same situation. And this is what he did. And this is how I get out. Oh, I got to listen to the prophet Jeremiah through the humiliation.
See how we are. We're, sometimes we tend to know, but still do the opposite. Because, like you said,
well, that's because I was getting ready to just say that's because you got the free will. They the people that's doing it are still doing the wrong thing. They choose that. Just like Mr. Patrick, he chose to do that.
And there's nothing you can say or do for them to make them change, right? The prophet pleaded with the king. Please, please, just follow what y'all are saying.
Uh-huh. So that's a free will, a choice. He made his choice. They made his choice.
And unfortunately, it didn't turn out so good for King Zedekiah.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask that, but I was going to wait to... Oh, boy.
Mm. Last king of Judah.
He made
last
the wrong
king of our nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the chapter of Cadre is about to approach next tomorrow. Wisdom and forgiveness, that's going to be a doozy, too. All of them are doozies.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be doozy too. Well, so, Judy, what's your close remarks and comments?
Well, what I've learned or continue to learn, even if repeated, that we're the same as we were yesterday as we are today. It's just mess. We don't want to listen. We don't want nobody telling us what to do.
That's our problem. Always had.
We seem to have a difficult time submitting ourselves under conditions in which we are continually putting ourselves there, and we think we're free.
You better
believe
it.
But how could we be free with all these months?
Exactly.
It's happening that we're doing to each other. Like they used to say to old people, let's say I say this, they would be turning in their grave if they knew the condition of our people.
Well, Sussie Hootie, in answer to that question, that statement, they think they're free. How can you be free deep behind enemy lines in their land? That's ludicrous.
Pretty much.
And our mother Rachel is turning over in her grave.
Sister Avia, floor remarks and comments.
All I got to say behind that is y'all giving you a choice, the right choice, or pay the consequences.
That's a lesson for tonight in a nutshell.
These snippets of conversation. She tried to do that early. Now she tried to cut it off on the end like that. Okay?
I will say this, though.
Yo.
Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Prince ain't got nothing on King David.
You better believe it. You better believe it. I mean, my sisters. Hallelujah. You better believe it. Hey, look out. Your closing remarks and a comment, brother.
We give thanks and praise to the enlightenment that we receive every night on this Blog Talk, Real Talk for Real People show. Appreciate you so much, Brother Yamsu Fari, that we could carry the Most High's words for our people to the world so that the world could be a better place. Unfortunately, like the times that the prophet Yirmiyahu was living in, people ain't listening. And they're going to suffer the consequences, like my sister Abiyah said. Yah gives us choices, and we need to find out what choices he's given us and make the right ones. We have a chance. We have an opportunity, and it'll only be on us if we blow it. So be strong, be of good courage, fear not, because Yah's with us. He ain't coming. He's right there. We just got to do the right thing, and we're so grateful for this enlightenment that he's given us behind enemy lines. Toda Yah. All praise to the Holy One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I can get back on tomorrow. I thank y'all for y'all finding a way to patch me in, because I would have been miserable without my lesson.
Come on now, you know we're going to be trying our darnest to get you on, okay? Is that way we're going to leave?
Right.
We don't ever leave a sister or brother behind. Okay?
All right. y'all bless you all, and I love you all, and shalom, and good night.
Good night, and let me. I'm gonna do Sister Avia one better. She thinks she's good at these snippets. I'm rather good at snippets. Okay, what my brother and sister say. That's what Yamsu said. Praise the Most High and bless you. So that being said, we don't know where y'all going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Katriel, Sister Hootie, and Sister Abby, how you going to say shalom, good night to our broken brothers and sisters?
All I want to say is I heard Abby singing yesterday. Go ahead.
What you say, Sister Hootie?
Wait, he didn't cut off the mic too late, and I thought I heard you singing.
I thought it was you, Sister. I thought it was you.
Oh, Lord, I need to keep my mouth shut. Like I said, I got two ears to shut my mouth.
Yeah, I was kind of trying to sing myself.
Well,
it was me too.
No, don't knock yourself, because I thought that was you. You could sing it. You ain't shy. You know, but... But I was surprised to come to find out it was Avia.
I always stay on it till the song go off. I love my music.
Me too. I was singing and you were singing. I said, he forgot to turn the mic off. Then that's what
I was. y'all was having such a good time. Say, I said, let them sisters spread the joy.
We all need practice to sing praises.
Oh. He said, sing a joyful noise. It can be out of tune as long as it's joyful. Hallelujah.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, well, again, y'all, now that we found love with the Most High and with ourselves, what are we going to do with it? We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Y'all got it.
Y'all would do what,
bro?
Gather yourself together. Gather yourself together and make them not desire. Y'all will gather us.
Y'all
will gather. Got you with.
Okay. Go ahead, Katja. Say it again, Katja. We're going to all shut up.
One more time. Mm-hmm. Gather yourself together, O nation not desire, because y'all will gather. U.S.
Praise Yah. What my brother
praise
said. Praise Yah. Let's sing. And now we found the Most High in each other. What are we going to do with it? We finna sing.
Oh, you know what we're going to do with it.